Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Lummi Island, a short story series of the Ostium Network. Written by Alex C. Tillander. Read by Justy G. Part 1. Cold Tinted Windows. Six. The job opening arrived in my inbox, completely unannounced, a month ago. It wasn't the first time. It probably wouldn't be the last. But I knew to take it, not so much as a sign from some higher deity or force working in the universe, but more there was a specific reason this happened, however random or coincidental or unexpected. Like getting a truly random piece of spam mail that just happens to be a great deal on an item you were just planning on buying. Yeah, I know that's never happened to anyone, and definitely not me, but a girl can keep hoping. The pay was paltry, menial, almost laughable, but I'd be kidding myself and everyone I come into contact with if I said I'd do this job for the money. I know it's not going to happen, but the job has its riches and rewards in other ways. Mine is the work of helping people, however I can. Sometimes that involves helping a person researching a project, be they 12 or 72, or getting together a whole stack of books from a hastily, illegibly scrawled list. Sometimes it involves spending a long chunk of time on the phone walking them through how to search the library's inventory and then explaining the fairly simple process of transferring a book from another library. And sometimes it involves applying my knowledge and experience to something I've never seen before in my life and having to come up with a whole new way to approach and tackle it, as was the case on Lumi Island. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. What sealed the deal for me was the included room and board. The owner of the library building had a decent-sized house nearby and was willing to let me use a substantial attic floor. After I got in touch with him and expressed my interest in the job, I didn't bother asking how he'd found me because I knew I'd get a vague answer, something to the effect of he didn't even know he'd contacted me, which has totally happened before a number of times. He sent me some photos which completely sold me on the position. The attic ceiling wasn't that high, logically, but I'm 5'5 and not in the least claustrophobic. There was a small bedroom, a slightly larger living room, and a perfectly serviceable bathroom. I knew I'd be spending a good percentage of my time either at the library or around the island. And other than sleeping and cleaning, I wouldn't be home too much. And even if I was, that living room-bedroom combo would do me just fine. I already knew once I started reading that first email that a number of future decisions and choices had just been made and slotted into place, and that I would end up living and working on Lumi Island for an unknown period of time. And now here I was, stepping onto the island after a short ferry ride. I'd made my way to the front of the boat and would be the first pedestrian off. The wonderful Stephen would be the first actual passenger off as they let the cars go first, of course. Once he was clear of the boat, he tore out down Nugent Road, headed for his luxury abode far away from the common riffraff. I stepped onto the dock and then waited, watching everyone else get off. I was trying something. At the end, when a member of the crew closed the exit gate and prepared to let passengers heading back to the mainland on board, my suspicions had been confirmed. Not a single passenger looked my way as they got off. Not that weird, really, I know, but they didn't look at anywhere else either. They kept their heads down, looking at the ground. They didn't make eye contact with each other or any of the crew to say thanks or goodbye. I chalked that up to a little unusual in my book. Afternoon was moving along into evening on this wonderfully warm August day as I made my way across the small ferry parking lot. There were a few parked cars, all very fancy, high-priced vehicles, though no Teslas. Darn. The sound of my suitcase wheels rolling on the asphalt was a loud roar, but otherwise it felt too quiet here. Not enough cars driving around, not enough people and activity. I didn't want to use the cliche that it was eerily quiet, but it didn't feel right. I wasn't sure if this was a normal Friday afternoon on Lumi Island, or if something was actually up. I crossed Nugent Road and there was the building that looked a lot like a normal house but was in fact the Island Library, part of the Whatcom County Library System. Not very big at all, but I knew that already. Came here expecting it. I also knew that you can have a small amount of square footage that is used very economically and cleverly to maximize your volume of books. When I stepped through that door, I knew this was one of those places. A library built with love and skill.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.